The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 19th day of December 2017. Does it seem like Christmas to you, Mike? It does? Why? He just threw up his hands. Oh, boy. You don't know why. It just seems like Christmas. Is that because of the commercials on television? Yeah. Okay. Very strange. This train that derailed out in Washington State. 3 people dead. I don't know, half a dozen injured. And it was kind of interesting. The National Traffic Safety Board, whatever, came out with a statement saying the guy was speeding. He's doing 80 mile an hour in a 30 mile zone. Now, I used to brake on the railroad, and speed zones aren't anything to take lightly, because that is supposed to be the maximum speed that a train can traverse any set feet of track or miles or whatever the case may be, safely. You know, it's like the speed limit set on highways. It's always, if it's 70 miles an hour, they've tested that out for safety at 80 or 85. There's always a cushion in there. So even if it was 10 to 20 mile an hour faster, just for a safety margin in there, he was still doing 30 to 40 miles over the speed limit. And that's important. When I was just a rookie riding in the head end, in the engine, blowing down the track someplace out of Cleveland, there was this, very high trestle bridge over a gorge. And I mean, it was high. It was one of those moments that you're not used to being in a train going over tracks, kind of similar to being on one of these super-duper, rides at amusement parks. They're roller coasters. They got steel tracks now, neoprene wheels, and you're going up the damn thing, and you don't see anything on either side of you. It gives you the illusion that you're suspended in space. Well, that's kind of the same thing. And, of course, I had an engineer that was, he just really wanted to scare the hell out of the rookie. So he was driving. We just had 3 engines that day, no caboose, no cars, no nothing. And they were called GE Junks, General Electric Junks, because of their super soft suspensions. And if you didn't watch it, if you took a curve too fast, the engine would have a tendency to lean outward. And it was just, none of the engineers liked them. Let me just put it to you that way. Well, this engineer on this particular day thought he was going to get the rookie to stain himself. So these three GE junks coming around a curve going across this trestle, and he is maxed out. I mean, full throttle. And he knew this was going to happen. I mean, he wasn't a crazy man. He wasn't going to endanger my life or take his own. But imagine this, folks, that the only way that those three cars could have made it over that trestle is for two to be rocking in one direction and the other rocking in another. So in other words, if the head end, the front engine and the back engine was leaning one way, the center engine would be leaning the other to balance the thing out and bring it back to an equilibrium. Yeah, imagine that. That the only way that you're going to, between life or death, is just that counteraction of that one engine rocking the opposite way. I think I stained myself that day. But at any rate, enough of that. This, they've come out and said that, well, it could have been terrorism. Now, it could have been excessive speed, and the engineer was highballing it. Okay, max throttle, on down, just on down the tracks. And then another little part of the story surfaced, and which I think is total bull. How does Rivero say it? Bull excrement? Bovine excrement. There you go. That it could have been terrorism, and Antifa on that exact in that exact city was mapping out directions of pouring cement on railroad tracks to derail them. Really? Really? Hey, folks, and this whole terrorism deal, you know my thoughts on it. There is going to be perpetual war against terrorism for as far into the future as you can even imagine. This way, there's always national security risk, and we'll have a forever, we're on the verge of chaos and doing away with your constitutional rights to protect you. That's the basic thesis of their whole endeavor. So the sane thing would be to quit doing to the world what we have been doing. And folks, if you don't know it and you don't believe it, then you're in the wrong place. Even if this were, and I don't believe that it is, to give it a percentage, I would say 98% of the supposed terrorist act in the United States are actually false flags or engineered by the FBI or some other covert group. Gee, I wonder who that might be. Just to reinforce the idea to the American people that giving up your rights and in special circumstance, maybe martial law, you know the scenario, that we're going to be doing this for your own good, rather than examining their own actions and going by playing devil's advocate, going by their way of thinking, is that, well, you know, we have to have this stuff because look at all these terrorism acts. Well, okay, using that for a moment, then the logical thing would be to, okay, how can we get rid of this? How can we stop it? You know, what can we do? Oh, now there's a wonderful thought. We've not admitted to the American people what we have been doing. It's leaked out that we've lied our butts off. We attack sovereign nations with no damn good reason at all. And we pile up the bodies, millions and millions of them. And that's just okay because we're there to normalize these countries, there to inject or inflict them with our values. And as I said, in this corporate-minded, profit-driven, anything-goes country that this has become, that includes McDonald's and XXX movie theaters and I don't know. What else? Oh, be nice if you used our money as well. Be nice if you had fractionalized reserve banking in your countries, which they would much rather die than instill and inflict upon their own people. So rather than going, what can we do? How about stop doing what you have been doing for the last 16 years? See, when all of this started, and the threats of terrorism against the United States, the backlash for our do-goodedness in the Middle East, we're just trying to help these people. That's tantamount to going into a doctor's office and say, "Doctor, I heard here." He pulls out a revolver and blows your head off, and then looks at your corpse on the floor and goes, "There, it doesn't hurt anymore, does it?" Where the cure is way worse than the disease. Even if that were the case, that we were over there helping these people, it wouldn't have taken a rocket scientist or a genius to figure out the tack that they were taking was the wrong one, even if they were cold but stupid right out of the box. So the question is not asked, what can we do to limit this or stop it, which would mean stop invading countries and doing regime changes and helping clandestine operations kill factions of this and arm that and turn one side against the other, the Shia against the Sunnis, and whatever the case may be. Just stop it. You know, we should have two annual days in this country. A national shut the hell up day where nobody talks, and a national we're not going to kill anybody day. Let's give the world a break. Just admitted last week after I did a story about us being in 134 countries around the world, well, they topped me by 10. They came out and said, well, actually, we're running operations in 144 countries around the world. Jeez, you know, to the dumbed-down person listening to this, what message would that send to you? That we're do-gooding in 144 different countries around the world? Or hasn't anybody noticed this is the most unstable and chaotic and crazy period of time in this Earth's history? Oh, and let's tack on, since we're present day, all kinds of neat, nifty new hardware and delivery systems and weapons and all that other stuff. There's one thing that we have learned on this planet is a better, efficient way to kill people. That's about it. Oh, there's been a sundry little gains here and there, but they pale in comparison to all the do-gooding the United States is doing, the body count that they won't even admit to, the question that will never be asked of any government official about our 16-year foray into the Middle East for the greater expansion of Israel, I might add, fighting their proxy wars for them to eliminate seven countries so the Israelis can just go a little bat crap crazy over there and build their greater Israel. I told you before, and I'd seen the pre-planning of this, and they wanted to take real estate all the way up to Baghdad in Iraq. Would stand to reason, wouldn't it? Look at what has been done to the Palestinians, and people in this country and the news media is treated as if it's a non sequitur. It's a non-event. Please move on. There's nothing to see here. But the rest of the world is very keen on what has been going on in Palestine and exactly what the Zionists have done over in grand old Israel. And nobody even bothers to mention the fact, if you want to get down the religious rabbit hole here, there's a reason why the Jews were spread all over the world. There was a reason why a diaspora took place. They made God angry and basically sent them to the four corners of the earth, told them to sit down, shut up. And you know what? The Messiah will come when it's time for you to have your own country. Which brings up another point. This Judeo-Christendom, how is it that we can have Judeo-Christendom when the Jews don't even believe that Christ was here? Crickets. That's all I hear back is crickets. So we're going to continue, I guess, in our ever-expanding role in peacekeeping operations around the globe, when in fact, folks, it's not peacekeeping at all. It's killing, it's regime changing, changing politics inside of countries. It's the whole sordid mess of doing what no country... And I thank God that they stopped using the moral high ground in referencing the United States to the rest of the world. You know, it's generally exactly the opposite. Once a proclamation is made, examine it closely, it's usually 180 degrees out. Like many of the federal bills that they keep passing. You know, the Patriot Act. Well, patriotism to you and me means having that Republican form of government, putting the restraints on government, having constitutional or God-given rights, not these civil rights. I still don't recognize what that is, but 14th Amendment people do. And they make lawsuits and do under the, all sorts of things under the name of, yeah, absolutely astounding. So what can we look forward in, into the new year? Well, I would suspect more of the same. More of the same. You know, this is not the only country with controlled media. But what is not being controlled are people all over the planet screaming to the top of their lungs. Of course, it's not being carried on their news media in their own respective countries. But every once in a while, you get a glimpse into how the world sees the United States and what we've been doing. And they are not happy. They are not happy. Because you see, folks, if we weren't in the Middle East killing millions of people and smashing borders and, you know, killing elected people over there in their own respective countries, see, the excuse wouldn't be there to destabilize the rest of the planet, shipping in refugees from all over the world. Wouldn't have happened. So look what a peaceful miracle we have brought the world. There's another example of how we value peace and the values that are attached to that word. I feel good all under, don't you, folks? Don't you really feel good about your country? Now, aside from their foreign policy issues, the issues going on here inside the United States, you're fully aware of what's going on here. So we're kind of screwed from the outside and definitely screwed from the inside. And here we sit, tapping our fingers, waiting for the other shoe to fall. And what it's going to look like when it's flying through the air. We can speculate, but I see the number one problem, which is the number one problem this country has had for over 100 years. We had problems before that, but this one was, well, this was gentrified. This was approved by our own government. Bring in the corporation for profit. We don't give a damn what they're selling. Oh, it's dollar bills, or it's this, or it's that. We don't care. Yeah, let's let a foreign entity into our country to control everything that that country does by way of their, how did Ron McDonald put it? Toxic currency. This country's facing some problems. But we all know what the problems are, don't we? So then comes how best to fix it. Do we have a revolution? Do we do, how many signatures can we get on a national level? How many people would sign a petition? Would it be 10 million? Would it be 30? Would it be 50 million people that would sign a petition excusing our government and re-electing all new officials? Oh, by the way, the only caveat there, the re-election of a new government would definitely fall under the Constitution. And we'd have a little opportunity to educate how Washington, D.C. has sidestepped that Constitution, really not protected the American people, and have not done what their number one job as a government is, to deliver us a Republican form of government. And don't get tripped up with the Democrat and Republican there. The Republicans stole it. They thought it would be cooler. That's a start. But how do we get there? We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Scared the hell out of me. Brought the pot up in the middle of the reintroduction here. Don't do that. Just leave it dead so I realize I'm talking into a dead mic and we could start all over again. Mike. Gosh. How many years you been doing this? You once remarked you could do this in your sleep. I suggest you wake up. You've had bad dreams about doing this job. So have you managed to recreate all the nightmares that you had while you were sleeping? No? Okay. Well, let me know when that happens. I'll have the boys with the straight jacket ready for you to go to the rubber room. Speaking of which, Larry Vance says, I've read the Republican Party platform. He says you don't have to. While doing some research on the Republican Party for yet another article on the failures of the Republicans, I ended up reading the most recent Republican Party platform that was adopted at the party's convention in Cleveland in 2016. What a platform of lies. Throughout their platform, the Republicans referred to the Constitution as if they actually considered it to be their authority. quoting, "We are the party of the Constitution," they say. "It's an enduring covenant. All legislation, regulation, and official actions must conform to the Constitution's original meaning as understood at the time the language was adopted." Whew. Wow. What a basis for a lawsuit right there. Can I sue the government just on that? Or at least the Republican Party? What are they on, drugs? Republicans say that they believe in and reaffirm the fundamental principles of our constitutional system. Limited government, separation of powers, individual liberty, the rule of law, federalism, and the rights of the people. Ah, federalism. Republicans acknowledge that federalism is a cornerstone of our constitutional system. The Constitution gives the federal government very few powers. I guess that's why they call it federalism as the cornerstone, because of very few powers. And they specifically enumerated the states and the people retain authority over all unenumerated powers. Well, okay, so far so good. We shouldn't have any trouble getting removing the democracy and getting our republic back on track. Of course, according to their lip service. The federal government should be subservient to the American people. The Republicans reiterate constantly, the government should work for the people rather than the other way around. This is all in their platform. The people, not the government, are the best stewards of our country's God-given natural resources. The Republican platform maintains that in a free society, and the thought just flashed through my mind, a free society, you mean a society that gets stuff for free? Maybe that's where they're confused. The primary role of the government is to protect the God-given, inalienable rights of its citizens. Americans' First Amendment rights we are not given to us by the government, but are the rights we inherently possess. It's all in there, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. That was in their 2016 Republican platform. The responsibilities of the federal government need to be reduced, improved, replaced, and much needs to be done away with or returned to the states. Let me digress for 1 second here. Your latest example of replaced and reduced or improved, in the tax bill, this wonderful tax thing that they're trying to convince the American people, we're redoing the taxes. Yes, the federal taxes. Yeah, they're unfair. We got to put more money back into the working man's pocket so he can spend it how he sees fit. Well, thank you for that. I didn't need you to remind me that what's mine is mine, and I can do with what is mine what I will. Okay? Thank you for the reminder. But as many have pointed out, this is robbing Peter to pay Paul. Isn't it wonderful that the top income bracket, tax bracket, has been reduced to 37%, while the corporations get to walk with 21%? Was 35. Okay, let's be fair here. Was 35. They get a reduction. Many people believe that that's going to induce the corporations to move back on shore, rebuild with the technology and the infrastructure, get modernized, stuff going, and give jobs back to Americans. Okay, jury's out on that one, but I have some thoughts on that that shall not be spoken of at this time. It's kind of a wait and see. I'll trust, but I'm going to wait to verify. Thank you very much. But isn't it wonderful that the highest tax bracket that corporations had was 35%, and this new tax deal reduces the obligation capped at a point of 37-point-something% for an individual in this country? Well, don't feel bad. We're just going to be taking a little over a third of your income. Don't you feel good about that? In the meantime, I'm watching the national debt clock tick, tick, ticking away, adding every single minute of every single day, of every single week, of every single month, of every single year, debt mounting that we can never repay. Man, is this their Christmas gift to us?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I thought I was being very good today. Just a little tad bit of sarcasm and piss-osity. I'm going to not be able to get through the rest of this article without ongoing commentary, which I hope is not too far out of line. Alan in Nevada. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John. This is the 85-year-old vet again.
How you doing?
And I believe that the war on the male began a long time ago. I believe it started with the comic strip of Blondie.
Oh, with Dagwood? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you've noticed the drawings, all the males are caricatures, whereas the picture of Blondie looks fairly nice. And if you ever caught any of the movies where... Penny Singleton played Bondi and Arthur Lake played Dagwood.
And let me tell you something, Alan. Probably 75% of this audience have never seen that. So they know not of what you speak, but I do. Because I'm an old... I can sit and watch silent movies as well. I've run the entire gamut of every decade of every movie ever made. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I've got another subject here. Are you acquainted with the Goat of Mendez?
The Goat of Mendez?
Yeah, it's the picture of the devil as a goat head with big horns.
You mean Baphomet?
Yes, Baphomet.
Okay,
that's the one.
Right.
And I've noticed there's just Baphomets all over the place. And, you know, the stylized elephant of the Republican Party elephant has all its stars sitting on one point.
Yeah, what we used to have on the American flag, believe it or not, was six-pointed stars, not the five-pointed cockeyed Baphomet symbol.
Yeah, well, the five-pointed star is a star if it sits on 2 points. It's a Baphomet if it sits on 1 point.
Right.
And I've noticed that, you know, a logo tells a long story about the people that that it represents. And I saw a logo of the Clinton Foundation. And it is sort of a incomplete ellipse where stars start out at the N in Clinton and go around to the N in Foundation.
Right.
But I noticed that all the points are pointed outwards. They are all Baphomets.
Yeah. You know, I was just sitting here. Go ahead.
And also, somebody wrote something about who do our armed forces serve, the American people or the synagogue of Satan? And I see that the Congressional Medal of Honor is also a Baphomet.
I'm sure that, Alan, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm sure that's not what was intended. But you're absolutely right. Symbology is important to these people. And as you were describing Blondie, I was thinking about old black and white television series like Leave It to Beaver. Ward didn't play the idiot. Dad of Beaver and Wally did not play the idiot. And of course, his wife June always walked around the house. Always in heels and a dress and pearls around her neck. that's how the middle class America was projected back in the 50s and the 60s. Father Knows Best. Life of Riley. Remember that one with Shirley Booth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, these were pretty innocuous. Oh, and let's not, well, Rob and Laura Petrie. Okay, now that was a little different because, well, he was always getting in trouble. And it seemed, though, that he was always, his heart was always in the right place. And, of course, Laura was always stamping her feet going, "Oh, Rob!" You know, but that unto itself was situational comedy, and that was pretty entertaining. It's as funny today as it was on a first run. You know, you know, I'm getting what you're saying here. I really am. All right.
I was going to say also, in my parting shot here, if you look at the official Marine Corps sword, the first engraving from the hilt is the Star of David. Well as the stars above the Great Seal.
That makes me feel good all under. I was not aware of that. I didn't know the Star of David was on the hilt of the Marine Corps saber. Wow.
Well, it's on the blade just above the hilt.
Well, and the whole thing is a saber, so I'm just saying. It's on the hilt of that saber. All right. Well, Alan, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and many more to come.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. What are you looking at me for, Mike? Oh, you're on your cell phone. You just happen to be looking this way. Okay. Are you talking about me? Is that why my ears are burning underneath the headset? I see. So, the responsibilities of the federal government need to be reduced, improved, replaced. Notice, as I started to say, look what they did with Obamacare. Well, part of this deal to have this wonderful tax plan that they're getting ready, it's passed the Congress and it's waiting for a vote. They should be voting on it right now if there isn't another amendment, stupid amendment that's been kicked in by some unimportant, and some would disagree with this, representative from who knows what state. But they're kicking Obamacare back to the states, saying in as much, if you want to keep Obamacare, that's going to be up to you, whether you keep it or not. But let me see who first instituted this, at what level. Oh, that's right, it was at the federal level. Mistake number one was even considering, whether it be Obama or a Bush or a Clinton or I don't care who, national health care, no. Everybody else has done it. They don't do a whole lot of reporting. If they were so proud of it, they'd be bringing you all the good furry little stories and feel-good moments that all these countries that adopted a national health care could possibly bring. It would be endless. It'd be drilled in your brain every single day. The reason it isn't is because it doesn't. So in the infinite wisdom, how to deal with this, of the crap that we created, we'll just kick it back to the states. Well, thank you very much. There's another Merry Christmas package under my Christmas tree. Well, if you don't believe a word of what's in their Republican platform, you don't believe me? Well, let's see what the Republican platform says about a number of issues. Discrimination, gun control, Planned Parenthood, federal lands, foreign policy, free trade, housing, education, the federal workforce, the TSA, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the budget, the national debt, spending, surveillance, states' rights, government regulation, and criminal justice. Republicans denounce bigotry, racism, anti-Semitism, ethnic prejudice, and religious intolerance. Good, so do I. So do most decent people. But because these things are bad, the Republicans oppose discrimination based on race, sex, religion, creed, disability, or national origin, and support statutes to end such discrimination. They maintain that the federal government has a legitimate role in enforcing non-discrimination laws. Do Republicans cite a section of the Constitution where the federal government is given this role? Well, of course not. Of course not. Republicans claim that they uphold the right of individuals to keep and bear arms, a natural, inalienable right that predates the Constitution and is secured by the Second Amendment. They support firearm reciprocity legislation and constitutional carry statutes. They opposed ill-conceived laws that would restrict magazine capacity or ban the sale of most popular and common modern rifles. Any effort to deprive individuals of their right to keep and bear arms without due process of law and federal licensing or registration of law-abiding gun owners, registration of ammunition, restoration of the ill-fated Clinton gun ban. Does this mean that Republicans seek the repeal of all unconstitutional federal gun laws and the elimination of the unconstitutional national instant criminal background check system? Of course not. Republicans oppose the use of public funds to perform or promote abortion or to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood, so long as they provide or refer for elective abortions or sell fetal body parts rather than provide health care. I guess the question is, does this mean that Republicans oppose the unconstitutional federal funding of Planned Parenthood and other private organizations with taxpayers' dollars? Of course not. Republicans acknowledge that the federal government owns or controls over 640 million. Let me repeat this, just in case you missed it. The federal government owns or controls over 640 million acres of land in the United States. They even say that the federal ownership or management of land also places an economic burden on counties and local communities in terms of lost revenue to pay for things such as schools, police, and emergency services. They think it absurd to think that. All that acreage must remain under the absentee ownership or management of official Washington, D.C. Does this mean that Republicans support the federal government selling or turning over all of its land holdings to the states? Of course not. Republicans affirm the wisdom of President George Washington's warning to avoid foreign entanglements and unnecessary alliances. They oppose the adoption or ratification of treaties that would weaken or encroach upon American sovereignty, or that could be construed by courts to do so. Does this mean that Republicans believe in an America's first foreign policy? Of course not. Does this mean that Republicans want to withdraw from NATO? Of course not. Republicans claim that international trade is crucial for all sectors of America's economy. They envision a worldwide multilateral agreement among nations committed to the principles of open markets. They want fair trade or better negotiated trade agreements that put America first. Does this mean the Republicans want real free trade? Of course not. Republicans say that we must scale back the federal role in the housing market, promote responsibility on the part of borrowers and lenders, and avoid future taxpayer bailouts. Does this mean that they want to shut down HUD and FHA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac? You guessed it. No, they don't. Republicans maintain the Constitution gives the federal government no role in education. The federal government should not be in the business of originating student loans. Does this mean that Republicans want to abolish the Department of Education and stop giving students student loans? You know the answer. Republicans acknowledge that federal workforce is larger and more highly paid than ever. Federal employees receive extraordinary pension benefits and vacation time wildly out of line with those of the private sector. Does this mean Republicans want to shut down every unconstitutional and illegitimate agency and department of the federal government and lay off all of their bureaucrats? Of course not. Are you kidding me? Republicans decry the unionization of the TSA. They're adamant about they're in a tizzy, folks, that unacceptably long lines at security checks are not acceptable. Does this mean that they want to abolish the TSA and let the airports and airlines handle their own security? You know the answer. Republicans acknowledge that more than 100 million Americans depend on Medicare or Medicaid for their health care. They intend to save Medicare by modernizing it. I mean, just totally flipping it upside down, inside out, modernizing the whole damn thing, and empowering its participants and putting it on a secure financial footing. Wow. Does this mean that Republicans ever intend to eliminate two of the three cornerstones of the welfare state? Uh-uh. They don't. Republicans accept the responsibility to preserve and modernize a system of retirement security forged in an old industrial era beyond the memory of most Americans. All options should be considered to preserve Social Security. Does this mean that Republicans ever intend to eliminate the chief cornerstone of the welfare state? Uh-uh. No. And, you know, to stop and digress here for a second, you know, it didn't sound like such a bad idea because people weren't real good managing their own money. And, yeah, let's give up that to a team of bureaucrats or old Uncle Sammy. Remember that crooked finger with the red, white, and blue top hat on, pointing at you? Look stern, but rather fatherly. Never do you any harm. Yeah. So, what has Social Security done? Well, if they would have left it alone, and if it would have been interest-bearing, I would suffice to say that the Social Security, even using the funny money system, and people abrogating their own responsibilities to maintain their own money. If they would have left it alone and quit robbing it to pay Peter, robbing it from Paul to pay Peter and Peter's, eternal grandchildren, it wouldn't have been such a bad deal, I guess, if they could have kept their fingers and actually put it in a lockbox. Remember that from years ago? They actually were talking about lockbox to keep the politicians' fingers out of that till. They were put it in a box and put a lock on it. Well, that sounded secure, didn't it? Never did it. And so security is just as bankrupt as it always been. Well, not as always, but it is now. Which means they're going to have to borrow more money into the future for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, to run that thing. And by the way, we're not going to get a break from the banks. Oh, here, Uncle Sam, you can have some interest-free money for this? Of course not. Carol in Idaho, hang on, I'll take a call right after the break. 800-313-9443. I like that. Of course not.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, little black.
We are back. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John. Thank you. Who wrote that? Of course not, please. I didn't catch it.
That is Larry Vance, Lawrence M. Vance.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those Republicans are some savior, aren't they?
I was talking to Mike during the break, and I'm going, isn't it the Republican Party that proposes candidates and does the vetting on them and puts them out there for people's perusal. And by reading their platform from just last year, it would seem to me that I guess there's no candidates out there that fit that bill, so they're putting out the best that they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciated Alan calling in regarding the Baphomet.
Yeah.
Because the last several years, I've gone to some of their meetings. Well, way back to when Ron Paul was running, I would go to these Republican meetings and kept saying to them, "How come you're not? How come you haven't chosen Ron Paul as your candidate?" That was one thing. But anyway, I also approached the leader of the Idaho Republican Party and some of the other officials, and I showed them. I said, "Let me see your Republican elephant emblem." And they, you know, whipped it out, and I pointed out the Baphomet there, and they said, "Oh, never noticed that before." and I said, "Well, go to whoever the head of the GOP is," and I said, "Make them aware, because that said, not by accident has that star been turned, such that we now have the two ears pointing up, symbolizing the goat god."
Wow.
But anyway, I did point that out to them. The other point, John, that I wanted to mention is, you had said before you started reading this, of course not, I think, you listed some of the things that the Republicans swear to be against.
Mm-hmm.
They're just anti all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're against anti-Semitism, and I just kind of chuckled to myself, and I thought, "You're against, you oppose anti-Semitism?" Well, the Muslims, most of them are descendants of Abraham through Ishmael, and therefore they are Semites. How come you're making war against all the Semites, you know?
Oh, Carol. You know, you were talking about, the Republican symbolism. In 2004, when I went to New York City for the Republican National Convention, and all the ballyhoo and the security and everything was put around that thing. I actually had floor passes to go on the main floor. I chose not to. There were people that were just bugging the snot out of me to get a hold of those permission slips. And it was actually Fox News ID that I was wearing, and I caught crap from a lot of people in New York City just wearing that. But I was talking as this convention was going on, and, you know, just the atmosphere. People are just so giddy. I mean, they're just so happy. You know, here's our guy. We're at the Republican National Convention. We're Republicans, and we're going to win. I start talking to the older ladies, and I said, "Okay, you've had one go-around here with George Bush." And I said, "Now, let me tell you what this guy's been up to." And after a short, scant, few minutes talk with these people, they're looking at each other going, oh. You know, they almost wanted to take off those plastic straw hats that they wear and throw up in them. You know, when presented...
Well, John, yeah.
What?
I heard the music there. Thanks for pointing out the fact that in Washington, D.C., there's one party, and that is the war party.
Well,
having said that, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's our party, and you can cry if you want to.
I like that. I like that song.
All right.
Hey, listen, John, I wish you a blessed Christmas. I know we don't have everything we want, but we're blessed in many ways.
Carol,
so I hope you'll have a good one.
We're still alive, and we're still upright. And just to have the blessing of waking up tomorrow morning is all you can really ask for.
Yeah, and thank you for all the meaning that RBN is, because without it, we'd be so much poorer. Bless you, John.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. And right back to you, Carol. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Top of the hour break. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. "If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?" That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.